We are back to the episode of Scenario. This is like the third time I made Matt start over. So
I'm not.
No,
doing
no. Tell the story. I wanted. No, no.
I'm
no,
not
no,
doing any of the first two stories I did. So then, right? Then,
you're just gonna start at the beginning.
And then The Rock walked in, and I was just like, "Wow!" So yeah,
it's The Rock, y'all.
That was a crazy story. But yeah, but what's up with you?
Man, it's all good, man. I'm happy that Deontay Wilder is doing all right. Cause I was very concerned for his well being.
So where do you want to start at with Deontay Wilder? Cause it got out of sorts in a hurry.
I knew it was something wrong though. Like when he came to the ring in that Transformers outfit.
What's happening with that?
He said it was for Black History Month.
But I didn't.
Is that future Black people? Is that how we're looking at future Month? Yeah, like
we should start that. March should be Black Future Month, where we recognize people that haven't done anything yet.
The people that we hope do something.
Yeah, people
like
that
we
might
hope
do
that Kanye
something.
Come back.
Yeah, well, no, he's already done things. I'm talking about people that really ain't done anything yet.
Like who? Like give me an example. Somebody.
I don't know. That's the point of the month. I don't know, but somebody is.
So these are up and coming people we want to do good things for Blackness.
Yeah, like somebody like who Lizzo was a year ago or something. And you're just like, oh, they're gonna be something.
Yeah, I mean, is Lizzo good to go now? Or is
she straight? She won a Grammy. You hear when you win a Grammy. There's nowhere else to go.
I mean, now, we don't want to say that because there's a long list of people. I think Skee-Lo won a Grammy.
Yeah, and you remember him because of that.
Once you got that Grammy, you good.
You in there.
So, Skee-Lo winning a Grammy is fine.
Yeah, we straight.
So, okay. And that may be true, though. I know somebody's going to email and be like, Skee-Lo didn't win, he was only nominated. I'm just saying that it's the principality though.
First of all, somebody takes the time to reply and say Skee-Lo was on
there. Out of all the things we say crazy, they reply.
I'm going to be like, look.
My cousin Skee-Lo, he didn't win it. We was mad.
Look, if you know Skee-Lo, you have him give us a call. We'll have him on. We got questions.
Oh, I got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I got a lot. But no, this Deontay Wilder thing. So he comes out. I knew it was real bad before the fight.
When Tyson Fury came out?
No, I'm talking about I knew weeks before because I was like, hey, man, well, I knew from the Ortiz fight, I was like, oh, he's going to have problems with Tyson Fury. I was saying that in our friend discussions.
I thought he had had problems with Anthony Joshua. He just doesn't look like he's the guy. Like, he's definitely the puncher. He's definitely the guy.
But he's not a boxer.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. I remember we was all talking when we was at the Cigar Lounge in Dublin. It was like, man, but Deontay got the puncher. Like, but at some point, a boxing boxer is going to figure that out.
Yeah.
And that blueprint is out.
And Tyson Fury just said,
he almost beat him the first time.
Well, he just said, all right, I'm just not going to wait on you to come hit me. Like, I'm going to come for you. Because, like, he had to dig down deep last time. Like, and be like, all right, I got to.
And that was just, you know, it's his first fight after beat off that narcotic.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. People don't realize that he was off the narcotic for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
He was sniffing 3 years prior.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
his first fight since then.
He's out here treating his nose, huh?
And that shows you the crazy thing about Tyson Fury, that's the first fight you take after being off the narcotic.
I mean, if you survive that ghost, man, you can really make it through a fight with pretty much anybody.
You said
I mean, if you done fought for your life, you can definitely fight a cat in the ring.
That's what you probably thought. He was thinking, like, man, you know what? I kicked this narcotic.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to stop me.
I'm good now.
That's true. That's a real shit. So I thought it was over early. I was telling people, like, I was like, man, y'all sleeping on the Gypsy King.
I thought that it could have been that fight. It could have been over two rounds earlier than it was.
Oh, because he
was just, and I think round five, he was just throwing him around. Like, he was hitting him, and he was just flying around. Like, I thought Lawrence Fishburne had come into his body. And that was Angela Bassett.
And Love's Got
Yeah. It took on the theme.
You thought I'm going to call the police for, like, a domestic dispute. Like,
it took on the theme of something different. I'll put it that way. Like, it took on the theme of, like, some, like, oh, man, should somebody be doing something about this?
Did you see the people in the crowd, though? Like, if you see, like, Jalen Rose, they're like, dang, like, they reactions like, oh, this Black History Month is bad.
Like, oh, when all the black people showed up, it was just like, oh, man, this ain't going to be what we thought it was going to be.
Dude, this ain't popular.
It went into, like, one of the foremost, most disappointing defeats for the culture of all time. Like, every time the Celtics won in the 80s, you know, that's absolutely. That's
you know
absolutely
had a black coach?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, it's Larry Bird. And I mean, brothers in the 80s, there's brothers now that see other older brothers from the 80s see young brothers rooting for the Celtics now and be like, them brothers, they some turncoats. Like,
that's true.
Like, they look at them.
I do. I someone look at
them. I know you. I know you absolutely do because you were born in 1967. But
February, don't forget. Shout out to everybody. Man, that clip went viral. Go ahead.
I'm a double February.
Yeah,
cat.
Double February. Double.
I was
double
born
February.
Twice in February. but it's like them OGs look at cats that root for the Celtics now. Like, what's wrong with these young people rooting for the Celtics? Like, that was the ultimate white defeat.
Yeah.
It was them. Like, so in the history of back and forth racial defeats, there's the entire history of Major League Baseball before Jackie Robinson. So you just had like a smooth 60 years.
Just this sitting there.
Yeah, like already in the books right there. You got Jesse Owens going into Germany, yeah, and shutting down the super white people.
These are good things for us, right?
Well, just the back and forth nature of it could be like, oh.
Because then we had Joe Louis losing to Max Schmeling.
Yeah, which was controversial, to say the least.
Yeah. Even though Max Schmeling wasn't even racist. That's the crazy part.
Exactly.
He actually paid for Joe Louis's funeral.
Right. And then there's the entire existence of Rocky Marciano, which still upsets people to this day. And then there's Rocky Balboa, which still upsets people to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's every quarterback in the NFL until Doug Williams. I mean, Warren Moon. Warren Moon counts. But Warren Moon didn't get to get drafted.
He didn't get into after Doug Williams, right?
No,
he was in the CFL before that, right?
No, he was in the CFL in the late 70s. He was in the NFL in the 80s.
Already, he was already with Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
But
so.
it was looking bad for Deontay. I was like, and then when he licked him.
Yeah, see, it was every round had something else. Like the first round, I was like, uh-oh.
This ain't looking good. Like,
this is looking like this is going to be a problem. Second round, I thought Wilder won. I thought he edged it out because he traded some blows mm-hmm. with him. It was debatable, though. Now, third round, that's when it really took a bad turn. That's when he got hit in the head, in the ear, and did the tootsie roll. And I was like, uh-oh, butterfly. Uh-oh, that's old.
Look, and the thing was like...
Right hand. Let me see.
And it's the thing, though, man. If you're going to a fight party and it's racially violent, go to your racist fight party.
Yeah.
Do not be in a mixed company
yeah.
environment. I was at one. But then I'm a conspiracy brother, but then you got the uber conspiracy brothers I was with. And they was like, hey, man, he hit him in the back of the head. This is a setup. Like, when did that happen?
It's the reverse Jack Johnson. Yeah. They've been waiting finally.
Like, they started to set him up. It's Black History Month. This is all a setup. There's a one brother. Yes, Xander, it is Black History Month, Xander.
I know, it's my program.
All right.
Shout out to Xander Panda. But no, I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. Yeah. And then when he fell the first time, I was like, he's going to lose.
He's
never been knocked down.
Well, see, the thing about it is that's when the Lawrence Fishburne came down into his body. Because not only was he getting knocked down, he was also just getting flailed around and threw around. Like, for a second there, I had to turn on when Drago fought Apollo Creed.
And
Drago was throwing him off the ropes like Bret the Hitman Hart. And I was just like, that's not what you do in boxing. He was just throwing him off the ropes and punching him in the head. And, I mean, and Deontay Wilder did one of them falls, like, parallel through the ring where he stumbled all the way across the thing. And I think he got his eardrum busted.
Yeah, because his ear was, like, literally bleeding.
It was bleeding out of the ear.
But my thing is, I think almost the trainer should have threw in the towel before that when his eardrum was busted.
Actually. See, here's the thing I'm going to give.
And then he fired that dude.
Yeah, see, that was crazy.
I ain't never seen nobody save somebody's life and they get fired.
Yeah, that was.
When you go to unemployment office, you be like, "So what happened to you? Oh, I saved somebody's life."
And then they fired me.
Yeah, like, you sure about that?
Yeah,
we need to call your sources up on this.
So, like, the thing that's kind of like crazy about it, though, I look at it. Tyson Fury pulled back too, like especially when the fight was ending. The
he
last
had a lot
couple
of
respect rounds,
for him, not trying not to fuck him.
He didn't try. He didn't get him as bad as he could because his hands was just glued to his chest at the end. He's just hitting him, jabbing him in the face.
He was hoping that somebody threw in the towel.
Like he passed up on open body shots. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was like, Deontay Wilder ain't got no equilibrium. His eardrum got to be busted because he ain't got no equilibrium. The room probably had to look like it was spinning. But he wasn't defending himself. I was surprised that the ref didn't step in.
He said he'd rather die. Come on, man.
Yeah, bro, you don't mean that.
Have
you got kids.
Have you seen Real Sports with Brian Gumbel? They go with their brother that died in October. They do his story.
Yeah.
And that one was sad because the dude was like, I should have threw in the towel in the seventh round. But he came out and won the eighth round.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, we good. He won the eighth round and then got knocked down the ninth and died.
Yeah. See, and that's not
But that's the thing, though. Like, I mean, you really want to die for real.
That's not the type of thing you want on your spirit, man. If you in there, you're supposed to be looking out for somebody.
Now, if you want to die on your own, don't have no trainer. Now, if you want to just go out there to the ring and nobody else had nothing to do with what you're doing, then go out there. But if I'm supposed to make sure
you're okay. Yeah, because that's on me if you die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
because that family, that from the brother that died, that family, they live across the street from each other because he grew up across the street from his trainer. Mm-hmm. So that family is across the street from him, man. Mm-hmm. So, like, they said, like, we be looking at him weird.
Yeah, and it's like your responsibilities are just greater than that. You know what I mean? So you gotta watch that stuff, man. But I mean, all in all, Tyson Fury was just the better fighter too. You know, but you know, Wilder already said he's taking his rematch clause for the third fight. I wouldn't have done that right away.
He shouldn't. He needed to, no.
Because if he loses again, go
let him fight Joshua over, and you can't get that big money, and then you can clean up.
See, if he loses again,
his career's over, right?
I mean,
Chris, not over, but yeah, on the but big money side.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to ever be regarded the same way if he goes back in there and maybe he's going to go back and double down on his training. You know, maybe you take an opportunity.
You can't teach nobody to box in 6 months.
Well, no, I mean, but and it also was too soon.
Yeah, from his last fight.
It was way too soon for him to be fighting.
Ortiz, because the Ortiz fight was
no, I'm talking about this rematch.
Yeah, but the Ortiz fight was like in November.
Well, right. I mean, he's looking at that like it was, he's getting the cash. He's getting, yeah. I mean, he made $25 million. You know what I'm saying? It could be a $50 million year for him.
He got like 10 kids, though.
He needs to make $25 million then. But just, you know. So, I mean, that's just kind of the challenge that you face in that whole situation, though, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Because the next fight's with July?
Yeah, something like that. But it's going to be a great year for fights.
Oh, yeah. You got Lomachenko fighting.
Lopez, Lomachenko. Yeah. That's April.
Canelo's going to probably fight again this year.
Canelo will probably fight Joshua a couple weeks fight after again, that.
Twice, probably twice this year.
You're going to have Terrence Crawford. You'll have Errol Spence. You'll have a lot of cases.
They're going to have to make that fight, though.
I mean,
2020 could be the best year of fighting we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
If they do the Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. That could be bigger than this one.
It's going to be hard.
Just because heavyweight people, more people involved.
Well, but because these cats.
Sports-wise, it's going to be better.
Yeah, it would be a good fight. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. And Anthony Joshua going to have to fight again soon, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, if Fury come out and just decimate Wilder. But I think the bigger thing at play here is that this brother, he did an infomnia, man.
What is infomnia?
It's when you just betray everything in your people, in your culture. It's no turning back from
it. And you blamed it on Black History Month.
Hey, bro, don't take no more fights in February, man. He came out with pictures of Harriet Tubman and Marcus Garvey and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, you're supposed to be challenging.
Yeah, D-Smoke, the rapper D-Smoke, that's a good rapper. Like,
you're supposed to be channeling the spirits of all your ancestors, and you out there getting swung around.
I think we need to stop the rappers coming in the ring.
It doesn't work out well.
When is the last time a rapper came in the ring and you won?
I don't know what happened, man.
Because every time I see somebody, like a high-profile fight, and they come out a rapper, they've lost like the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what happened, though? The other thing that happened, though, is that in between all of that, you also had the OGs come out first. Maybe they sucked up all the power in the ring.
Ooh, all the former WBC champions. Mm-hmm. And Mike sucked up that whole... Because Mike wasn't even supposed to come up at first. He accidentally walked up, and the crowd was going crazy. And I think, what was it, Evander Holyfield?
Yeah, well,
Mike was supposed to go last.
Right, no, he did go last.
But I'm saying, no, he walked up. But he was coming up second.
Right, yeah. So people were like, oh, and they were like, Evander Holyfield is like,
See, we didn't even have the sound on for that part, so I didn't get to hear it. But I did get to see Lennox, and I was just like, oh, yeah, there's a heavyweight right there.
He's the last undisputed heavyweight champion.
And then you see Holyfield come up, and then you see the legend. I mean, they had to send Evander second because you got to sandwich him with the legend. I mean, it's Mike Tyson.
Okay, I mean. And I wouldn't. They'd probably be pissed off on the love.
Because of Mike?
Just because Mike gets so much love.
Because they both probably had better careers than Mike.
They did. They did.
But
Mike was phenomenon.
Yeah, Mike was different, dog.
And there's no game called. There is an event of Holyfield game, isn't it?
Yeah, real deal. Real deal boxing on Sega.
Right. But nobody played that. And there's no Lennox Lewis game.
Lennox Lewis was nice on Fight Night, but he didn't have his own game.
His own game. Yeah. Mike Tyson started the video. The boxing game phenomenon started with Mike Tyson.
And when Mike Tyson ended up on that one version of Fight Night, it was just game over. I didn't use anybody else.
Oh, you only use Mike Tyson?
I only use Mike Tyson. I've been waiting for that my entire life. I was just knocking cats out with Mike Tyson.
You just bull rushing people?
Yeah, I was just, my power was low as hell. Like, my punch power, but I was knocking cats out in like 2 rounds.
Because Mike ain't got the super punch power.
Yeah, no.
So but he'll get you.
I don't know, man. Deontay Wilder canceled Black History Month, but we're going to try to get it back.
It just added on to what we said already about how bad Black History Month has been already.
It's a year where we got the extra day in Black History Month, too, and he ended it early. He ended it a week early on the one where we get the extra day.
Yeah. All right. Harvey's locked up, man. And Bill Cosby's defending him.
I saw that. As if it couldn't get any more sticky than it already is for the brother.
I thought that Bill wanted him to get locked up so he could say, like, yeah, like, you know, the people that defend Bill Cosby always say, what about Harvey?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out this allegiance now between Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein.
It's probably been some cash over the years that have...
That they didn't admit. You're saying that.
Yeah, there's probably been some cash that's come in over the years that's making that, you know, making that pact for him. So.
So you're saying that they've been putting stuff in both women's drinks together, maybe? Mm-hmm. Are you... Oh, mm-hmm. you go.
All of them, dude. It's like a secret society. It's a predator survival fund.
That we all put money into a pool for lawyers?
Yeah.
We all then kind of did. It's a meeting where everybody, all the slime balls get together.
Yeah, it's a slime ball meeting. Yeah. Like,
we all put $1 million in each.
It's the second biggest slime ball meeting of the year next to the Republican National Committee.
Some of them might be in two organizations.
Yeah.
Some of them might be in that one and in that one.
Yeah.
But like, you know what? I got my second meeting. The slime ball second meeting is coming in this room.
Hey, speaking of which, are we fully ready to cast all those brothers aside this year that end up at the Republican convention?
To make any brother that go?
Like, we just need to go out there and just be like, just watch, and just like Jazzy Jeff them all.
Yeah, I think if you're going to, I do look at you crazy if you're a black Republican in general. But if you're a black Trump supporter,
mm-hmm.
that's a different level of the game.
That's the final level of self-hate.
Yeah, like. Yo, you could be a Republican and just be like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit out these next couple of conventions. This hasn't really shined well on who I am.
Yeah,
I'm not. This is not what it is for me. But you showing up to the thing with the MAGA hat and all that.
You wear a MAGA hat, you immediately you turn into Sammy Sosa.
Washington, man. Shout out to him.
You turn into Sammy Sosa, man. Your color just automatically drains from your face.
Yeah, Isaiah Washington, man. But Harvey's locked up, man. Shout out to everybody that thought he wasn't gonna get locked up.
I mean,
hey man, Me Too has no race or color.
Is there any? I just know gain the hat come from it though. It's kind of like you're just at a point where it's just like, well, you know.
Well, I mean, mentioning Me Too, Bob Iger stepped down. No, I'm just playing.
Yo,
no,
let's take it easy.
Is it allegedly?
Until we
know. No, allegedly. We just playing. You know.
Until we know.
Yeah, it just seems very, very interesting that he's trying to step down at this point.
Yeah, the concerns about controversy when you suddenly do something in this day and age. You better let it be known you're doing something. I need at least 2 months, 3 months headway. Some people got to give two weeks. You got to give me three months.
3 months of, like, you talking about the scandal's got to come out, then you got to step
down. No. I mean, like, if you're going to step down.
Say I'm stepping down in 3 months.
Yeah. I need to know what's happening.
Not effective immediately.
Because if you just get out of Dodge, I feel like I know that you did something.
Like, there's something going on.
I ain't walking away from that cake.
Nobody would.
Just because. Nah.
McGruff the Crime Dog gets... 16 years.
You tell the people what happened here, because you sent this one to me and I just put my phone down. I just was like, you know what? I just don't even want to. I don't know what to do with this. So I just.
All right. So McGruff the Crime Dog, John Morales, who is McGruff the Crime Dog? He is the. He travels the country doing it. He was sentenced to 16 years of prison for stemming from a 2011 arrest, which the police seized 1,000 marijuana plants, 27 weapons, including a grenade launcher, and 9,000 rounds of ammunition from his home in Houston.
I mean, McGruff the Crime Dog with a grenade launcher is enough to just send my imagination just spinning.
That's when it makes you think, like, man, it ain't enough money out here in this when we did Phoenix Jones a few weeks ago, it ain't no money in this crime fighting. The money is in being a villain.
But what happens? Did you just feel like you doesn't? So does McGruff, who's been one of the foremost preachers of what to do with your life for the longest?
Yeah.
Like, he got to know. He probably feels like he knows the game inside out, and he's like, "Oh, I can beat this."
McGruff has been going on since 1980.
Right.
So this guy got passed down the McGruff thing.
I just like to think that McGruff is just your spirit goes into McGruff, and McGruff lives on.
No, so all these different people that play McGruff
Or it's like Doctor Fate or like Doctor Strange or something.
Doctor Fate is even better.
Yeah.
It's all in the helmet.
As soon as you put that helmet on, that's who you are. Like if I was like a mascot, I'd wear the head out at night. Like I'd have my regular clothes on, but I'd have the head on. Like I'd be at like the club with like Fredbird on.
Then you see all the different Fredbirds.
Yeah. Like
so it's. Or it's kind of like Black Panther though too though, where T'Challa, everybody that's been a king, they get to meet each other all.
McGruff probably is in the T'Challa family, yeah, in that family. So here's my thing though: if McGruff is getting busted, who's next? Smokey?
No, but
Smokey the Bear's got to be next. Who else?
Greg Robinson is next.
Well, wait, Greg actually did this though, but I need to. I'm prepared.
Pink Panther.
Pink Panther is always a little bit of a creep though.
Right. He got the pills though. He got pills in his bag now. They don't with them pills.
He already had that insulation in the crib.
And he already was already sneaking in your crib on your woman, dropping a couple of them pills.
Yeah, Pink Panther was the original. Bill
your kid
Cosby.
Come out pink.
Oh.
Has the Pink Panther been over?
So you want to go on Maury Povich with the Pink Panther been over there.
Shout out to Beyonce. What was the song she had with Bun B, Slim Thug, and all them where Pink Panther was dancing in there?
Yeah.
And for the Pink Panther movie.
Steve Martin was in that joint.
Movie.
Yeah.
Steve Martin movie.
Yep. So we got Smokey the Bear. We got Pink Panther. Who else could be? That was somebody that was spreading a positive message, though. That just takes the turn the wrong way.
What about Jared from Subway?
Well, he's already in jail.
I'm saying like this example. I'm saying somebody.
Oh, like another like another like the Popeyes lady was part of the MPHC. The HBCU prostitution ring.
Mitch, we got yes. Let's talk about that for a second. We left that off. Let me put that in the notes. Let's go into that HBCU ring, though, dog, at Jackson State.
I'm still.
I know you still. No, we said you couldn't talk about it. Right?
I know we can talk about it now. I needed 2 weeks to gather my
somebody
thoughts.
I talked to knows.
Was they there?
The president.
Oh, no.
And, like, the president was like one of their mentors.
Oh.
I'm not mentioning who it is. I just remember who said it.
Mentoring them at what?
No, like, in his life. He was like when he was younger.
But like what skills like did he pass down?
And stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I was about to say like he was his prostitution mentor.
No. He was just like because we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast. And he sent me a message and he was like, "Hey, yo, G, you know, it, like I can't believe this is happening." And that dude is like a mentor to me.
Mm.
And I was like, "So what you mean? No comment." Like, oh. He act like he I was we are depressed, but he was like, "No comment," and then went on talking about something else. He immediately went to the Iowa State program being horrible. Like, he literally acted like that did not even exist. Might even delete it out of his phone.
I have been like, man, but you know, I feel like I can relate to you because Larry Eustachy. Like, I feel like we can, you know, it's not shout quite the Eustachy. Same thing. Yeah. But
shout out to Eustachy, man, getting caught up in Mizzou.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
It's tough in these streets, man.
It's tough. That happened.
But
like,
no, but this ring, though, man, so if anybody understands and knows, the Jackson State president and the vice president got caught up in a prostitution ring at a Mosey Wosey.
The shame.
And the crazy part is, now that vice president is a woman.
Mm.
They got caught a whole bunch of weed, pills, everything. Now, they were together. Now, in general, you would think, oh, were they in different rooms? It was kind of like a big stink. No.
They was living that
they
rap
was
life.
They were together. Shout out to Tash. From
right.
And I don't even know what's happening in that story. They kind of been burying that story.
Mm-hmm.
He got some little paper down there in Jackson.
Oh, it's coming, though.
Oh, you think Me Too has no, not the Me Too. Mm. That ain't the Me Too. That's just the media.
Yeah, it's coming. They're not letting us off the hook. When the hell do we get to start doing stuff like that and get off the hook?
But those are small. Because the other one was in Fort Valley State. That was the one with the AKs.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with, like.
I don't know, but I will speak on behalf of my organization and myself. But actually, I'll speak on behalf of myself.
I
technically can't speak on behalf of the organization. That is not my position.
Because you start thinking about other stuff, though, that you'd be attached
to. It's literally said that nobody can speak for the organization except for the Grand Pomark. So, and that is not me, nor will it ever be.
You don't think you're going to be the Pomark?
No, absolutely not.
Why not? You got
to
be dope.
No desire to be the Grand Pomark.
Right.
No, hell no. That's a whole lot of glad-handed, boy. So the thing about it is that while we might have been involved in some recreational lifestyle over the years, it's never been orchestrated. It's never been orchestrated, and it's never been perpetuated against our sisters to have them be involved in human trafficking. Because that is exactly what this is. This is.
He said
You got people paying two racks to be human trafficked. That's exactly what that is.
Now, we got an update.
Uh-oh.
Update.
Breaking news.
Was Jackson State's president set up?
Uh-oh.
Now, this is from News 1.
Who put these...
Students at Jackson State feel that their president has been set up. They got a new president already, though.
He just can't believe it.
Oh, they said that they said they got a new president so fast that they set him up. Because the kids are now doing a hashtag, they set Bynum up.
So is this like when what's his name, threw T'Challa off the waterfall?
I guess it is. I'm not sure. It says one group that is relatively silent about the arrest of Bynum is 16 other people. Hey, man, that's kind of hard to say you set up. Killmonger. And you got caught with 16 other people, though.
So Killmonger is now the president of Wakanda.
Yes.
Oh, man.
However, when Bynum was considered ultimately selected by the state institution, they let his Armstrong and grads were not happy. So they saying that they set him up because other people within Jackson State wanted to set him up.
Isn't this sounds like a BET show to me. Is this really happening?
What was the show that came on the BET Black College?
I remember it. Yeah.
This sounds like this is a part of that.
This is a script that just got discovered. This isn't really happening. I refuse to believe this.
This is what they're saying.
Oh, God.
This is what they're saying. But shout out to Jackson State, man. Why'd they put Walter Payton in here? Eddie Payton, alumnus and brother of fellow Jackson State alumni, is undisclosed about like results as a president. Walter Payton's brother was talking about how they weren't doing, he wasn't doing nothing at the school. Maybe they did set him up.
Oh, no, just to get him out. They felt Eddie, like he was.
That's what the kids feel like. The kids liked him.
Oh.
That's what I said. The streets liked him.
Oh, okay.
The upper room didn't like him.
Oh, well. Speaking of which, the upper room. Let's go back 2 weeks from tomorrow, from Friday. Mm-hmm. This Friday. I don't know when this is coming out. This is coming out one day. But you know the theory of the side chick suite.
Yes.
So the side chick suite is at
One of our most popular episodes.
It's at the secondary concert venue, and it's actually the suite that you go to not to be seen with the secondary.
You get right in and right out through the back.
With the secondary woman. Everything is a junior. It's a junior varsity game.
And you can kind of, you know, when you at a secondary concert as a woman, I'm gonna let you know, Blackstreet probably is performing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if Babyface is performing, you straight.
Yeah. What's the most expensive that a ticket can be to a side chick suite concert?
$150. Yeah.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, $150 is the max.
Yeah, because I was looking at tickets for this Santana.
Now the suite. Now you rent the suite. You may have
Well, the face value of the ticket still has to be $150 though. Yeah. Even if the suite is collective.
Yeah, amongst a group of other
because you got to have human shields.
Felons. Other felons.
You got to have human shields around if you're gonna go up there. Maybe take some kids. You never know how it's gonna work.
Take some kids to the Black Street concert.
To the Black Street concert.
So you said for Matthew Dickey's Boys Club.
Oh no! Like you got to take they don't say nothing.
Oh, going out, everybody! You know we all kicking. I got free tickets.
Yeah, you got to have somebody.
If you want to bring your secondary, you are more than open.
Exactly, exactly. So
I was looking at tickets for the Santana Earth, Wind & Fire concert, and I need to find out.
Yeah, that's not a side.
If it was side chick special, mm-hmm. But the highest ticket was $154. So I was like, okay. Then
yeah,
it's not.
No side chick things are if there are classic artists over the year of 1990, that's not side chick area. We're in side chick area is 90 to 2002, mm-hmm. for your artists. After that, then you get in the Chris Brown area, and I don't even want to even deal with that.
That's when people are still singing at clubs.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, if you see Blackstreet on there, you see Guy, which is partly Teddy Riley. Teddy Riley's in a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
If you see SWV,
mm-hmm.
Now the show when we went to RBMM show. Mm-hmm. That was a half side chick, half regular chick joint, I think, right?
Yeah, I can't say that was a pure.
That was
side
a mixture. That was a mixed bag. Maybe that's why it was only two side chicks we saw going on.
Well, we saw some activity up there. We just couldn't make it out
because it's dark.
Yeah,
and they do it on purpose.
Exactly.
The side chick suite always is dimly lit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other artists. Changing Faces.
Yes, absolutely. Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. Yes.
Yeah.
112.
Drew Hill.
Drew Hill is definitely there.
At any rate, there was a side chick suite spectacular concert, but it was on Valentine's Day.
He was trying to set you up,
which is just you asking people to put it on the line when you do that.
Yeah.
It was the microphones wasn't working.
Yeah, I know. SWV start cussing out the sound man during the show.
I've only been to one concert in my life where that happened. It was R. Kelly. R. Kelly got off stage and walked to the back of the thing.
What venue was this at?
This was at the Scott Trade Center on the Best of Both Worlds tour.
Whoa. Okay.
It was on the Best of Both Worlds tour.
That show.
And he had on the 12-play vest. And he walked all the way through the crowd to the
sound man?
To the sound man.
That's in the middle of the floor, all the way in the back.
Yes. And was cussing him out.
Hold the mic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Threatening him. I was like, R. Kelly really about that life. Little did I know. This was 2003.
Fast forward.
This is 2004. This is 2004.
Okay.
Little did I know. R. Kelly really was about all that life and more.
And even more.
Yeah. But I digress. Yes. But you don't, man. Listen, promoters. I know you're trying to have your little Valentine's Day come up and stuff like that. But don't throw the side chick concert on Valentine's Day.
Jamming up, brothers.
That's supposed to happen on Valentine's Day.
What day is Valentine's?
That's the day after Valentine's Day. That's Valentine's Day. Yeah.
That's the 15th.
You're supposed to have a nice concert on Valentine's Day, and then you bring in the Junior Varsity All Stars for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Shout out to somebody that did take someone a date for close to Valentine's. The brother that took his first Tinder date to bank robbery.
Oh my God. This is when we need a woman around to be like, give me the top five worst dates you have been on. Because every woman's been on at least five terrible dates.
We need to bring Raven back home.
Well, she's been on 20. She might have too many to pick.
No, she's been on Tinder. She's been on Bumble. She knows all of them.
I'm talking about the bad date clause. Like
she's got all the bad dates.
She ain't never got kidnapped, though, and went on a bank robbery.
No.
Yeah, see, like, I need them worst possible dates of all time, period.
Yeah, email us. Let us know if y'all got one.
Yeah,
man.
I'd like to hear some of them be submitted. I might have to take to the Facebooks.
Now when you Google Tinder date robbery, there's a series of Tinder date robberies. You know that, right?
Like, are the people being robbed or places being robbed?
Man and woman accused of setting up bank robbery through Tinder app.
Mm.
So y'all plan their bank. So you meet, it's like, man, you look good. I look good. You know what? Let's rob a bank together.
Let's turn into the people from Pulp Fiction.
Not in Pulp Fiction. Let's turn to people from Natural Born Killers.
Oh, no. See, that's
we just, we just meet each other randomly, and then we just roll out.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, Natural Born Killers was something different, but that's about right. Natural Born Killers, I just thought, was the South County special. Like, that's just the
Natural Born Killers,
That's just the meth capital of the world type.
People don't understand that there's too many different Americas in St. Louis at one time.
Yeah.
And that's why our city's so fucked up sometimes, because there's so many different Americas at one time.
Yeah, there's too many Americas.
Too many Americas. Your city needs to choose what America is going to be. Yeah. It only could be two Americas.
If you're going to pick you a city, make sure you got at least no more than three Americas in.
Yeah. And or if you have more, the city's got to be a major metropolitan city, like LA, New York, Chicago.
Yeah.
You can have most of them. But if you're not in the top five for population,
they can't go to high school together.
Nope. And they all be together.
Yeah.
Greg Robinson, man, 100-some pounds of marijuana, man.
I don't know. But if anybody would have got caught.
What did Sam Hurd get caught with? How much did
I can't remember, but it was.
This has got to be. Sam Hurd got to get caught with less, I think, than this. I thought Sam Hurd got caught with less.
Sam Hurd was trying to live like my man on Breaking Bad, almost, it felt like.
Like he was trying to live the life, but not live it?
Yeah, like he was trying to live a different life, but he was living. But he was living a whole nother life at the same time.
Hold on, Sam Hurd. Is he still locked up in the Bing? Sam Hurd went in 2013. Well, he got 15.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be playing when he get out.
Oh, he had that white on him. That's what got him.
Yeah. See?
$25,000 per cocaine. Per cocaine thing, though. So,
He got locked up like he is on, like, the dude just... when he get out... he ain't gonna recognize society no more.
Cause he got locked up in 2013.
I hope he had some cake from the league. And there's
no, that was the thing, that he was flipping his cake from the league.
Yeah, see, 3-year contract worth $5 million.
Yeah, but they had a whole sting operation on him. I'm looking on here. I forgot they had a whole sting operation on him. Like, he was a kingpin.
Yeah,
like,
but he wasn't though.
No,
there's only one kingpin in the NFL.
Who was that?
We don't speak his name.
Oh yeah, I mean. But he just shoots you. He don't sell nothing.
He owns car washes. Somebody,
exactly.
If somebody,
car washes are also fronts.
If somebody owns car washes, don't mess with them.
And he owns barbershops too. Yeah. He shot the other dude at a barbershop.
Yeah.
That's what make you think it's something.
If you
else
know
going
anybody
on, right?
that owns a car wash and a barbershop, I guarantee you two things. Number one, they also have an auto repair shop. Mm-hmm. And four in total, mm-hmm. they got a sheet on them. They just sent some cats home.
Yeah.
They probably also got a t-shirt printing service because the shirts is coming from the people they send into the crib. They making them themselves.
Rest in peace, Tony.
They have consolidated the black murder business and made it for themselves.
The same people that's killing you, the same ones selling you the RIP Tony shirt.
Yeah. When Tony's standing on them clouds like Mario 3. Yeah.
Like Mario 3. Oh, man.
Getting them coins up in the sky.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, but Greg Robinson, 115 pounds of marijuana.
Like, what's going through your mind?
With an Uber driver. He got an Uber driver to fly with him to go pick it up to drive him back.
And he got caught at the border. If there's one thing I'm not getting caught at is the border of the United States right now. It's like the racist Hall of Fame at the border of the United States right now.
My thing is, what Uber driver agree to this? And what Uber do you think wasn't going to snitch when it went down if he got caught up?
Jamie Foxx from that movie with Tom Cruise?
Collateral.
Yeah.
But he didn't end up snitching. He just ended up killing him. But I mean, it's almost impossible that this could be going on, right?
No, it's realistic.
I mean, it feels like it's like...
Greg Robinson's awareness on Madden was like a 55.
Oh, you looked it up?
That's just like you just turning around and letting him hit the quarterback at that point.
So you're saying he's not intelligent?
He was a St. Louis Rams draftee.
That's right.
The Rams drafted...
Was it Penn State or something? Auburn.
Yeah. The Rams drafted one good offensive lineman the entire time that they were in St. Louis.
Orlando Pace.
One.
That dude from Baylor wasn't good either.
No, he was a tight end. Jason Smith.
Jason Smith.
Alex Barron sucked from Florida State. And then they drafted Greg Robinson to be a stand-up left tackle after he was a pulling guard in a run-based offense.
Man, what's his contract looking like? He ain't getting no money. That's why. But 115 pounds.
Yeah. That's a whole nother problem right there.
But. All right, Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. They
I'm sorry.
Themselves.
I'm sorry. Who?
Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Yeah. Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
The spicy garlic bones and Harmony. Caribbean Jerk Gangsters.
They got to deal with Buffalo Wild Wings to go as Boneless Thug and Harmony for a while.
Fam, this is one of the greatest selling your soul moments of all time.
Busy said he ain't with it. Busy said he didn't sign off on this.
What's worse?
Busy said he on his Twitter and said he wouldn't.
What's worse, Boneless Thugs and Harmony or Jerry Rice with that chicken wing helmet?
Jerry Rice chicken wing
helmet. Okay.
Like, I don't know if anything's going to beat that Jerry Rice chicken wing helmet. It's going to take a lot more coonery to happen with that one.
So on a scale of Jerry Rice... on a scale of the top two levels, the top three levels of coonery are Step and Fetch It, mm-hmm. Jerry Rice Chicken Wing mm-hmm. Helmet, and Ben Carson.
Jerry Rice Chicken Wing number one.
No, I'm saying on the scale. So where does this place? If that's ten through eight,
yeah, okay.
How close to eight is Boneless Thugs and Harmony? Is this just we
Ben
need,
Carson?
You think it's an eight?
Yeah, I mean, if that's the lowest. I mean,
no, we got one through ten.
Oh, no, I say it's around a good 5-6.
Like, one is like a black dude that dated a white girl for a little while. Not too long, just a little while.
So we looking at 5-6 then.
All right, then, so like a 5.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay then. I thought you was going to be incensed.
No. It's technically probably really an 8 because we've never, like, Bone shouldn't be doing that.
Are you not as mad because chicken is involved?
Yeah, no, I love chicken.
Does that slightly appease your black soul?
Yeah, and I'm not too mad because it's like they only did it for a week.
Could we find out from Conspiracy Brother what he thinks about this?
Oh, let me call him up. How you doing, my brother Matt?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
They sold.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Wing Anatomy.
Wing? Okay.
See, it's a whole thing where they want brothers to be eating wings all the time. Because they think we eat chicken wings and watermelons.
Oh.
That's what we eat.
Well, I do.
No. Brother, did you put your salt on yours too?
On my watermelon?
Yeah.
No, I don't, brother.
Yeah, okay, well then you fine.
I have a low salt.
You still was real close to
my doctor doesn't want me to take
extra
salt.
Do you eat pork?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to get you off that pork though.
You know, they got Conspiracy Brother. Do you know that at Hooters they have wings wrapped in bacon?
Yeah, see, that's exactly what it comes to. When they want to have hypertension, everything. So how many letters are on Boneless Thugs?
I don't know. Boneless Thugs, what is that, 12?
No.
No, that's 13? I don't know. It's close.
Is 13 letters in Boneless Thugs Army. Okay. All right, 13, 3 times 1 is what?
Well, that's 3.
3.
Yeah.
3. Now, if you multiply that 3 by another 3, what you get?
Well, you're back at 1.
Multiply. 3 by
multiply,
3.
Multiply, I'm sorry.
3 times 3 is what?
Well, it's 9.
Then you multiply that by 3, what you get?
You're 27.
Then you subtract that by 3, what you get?
Conspiracy brother, why is this the SATs? Where are we going?
No. You ain't found nothing.
Well,
hold on,
why don't you tell me?
But you know, 27 and minus 3 is what?
27 minus 3 is 24.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
It's all for Kobe Bryant.
So Boneless Thugs and Harmony is a conspiracy, is a part of how...
Because they killed Kobe, and they wanted us to think of not think about it by eating wings.
Oh! Thank you, conspiracy brother. Thank you.
See? Solved it for you.
Thank
See?
You, brother. Yep. So, help clear me one mm-hmm. thing up in there yeah. for me, though. So, mm-hmm. watermelon is okay without salt, though, right?
It's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Just don't let white people see you eat.
I would never, no.
Never let a pale face see you
eat. So here's an actual story. I will not buy watermelons when white people are in grocery stores.
So how do you get out of there, get out of the grocery store?
I generally only eat watermelon when somebody else provides it.
So it's like people that have never bought weed on their own.
Yeah.
But they only smoke weed when
yeah,
else
I've never bought it. I bought one watermelon in my life, and I bought it from Walmart at 6 o'clock in the morning and did the self-checkout. Because I couldn't risk it.
You could just like. No.
Because all I know is that I'm gonna get in line and there's gonna be somebody back there that's gonna be like, see,
I knew it.
I told you. He doesn't have anything else. You know why? It's all they eat is watermelon. And it's February too. You turn into Boneless Thugs and Harmony in February in Black God's month. See, dog.
See. Yeah.
On extra day.
The extra day.
So we could potentially lose the days that they were Boneless Thugs and Harmony. On top of the days that Deontay Wilder took from us.
That sucked, man.
This Black History Month has only had about 14 clear days in it.
Damn. The All-Star Game was good.
The All-Star Game gave us back a couple of black days.
Yeah. But we lost it right on back when Deontay Wilder, the weekend after.
You know what I noticed something about the All-Star Game this year? Is I only drink black liquor during the All-Star Game.
Because was we drinking black liquor?
Yeah, we was drinking black liquor. We was drinking dark liquor. We was drinking.
Smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Shit, I only seen like the second half of the game because we was sitting out there talking, smoking cigars.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching it through the window. There's a window. We was on a porch, an enclosed porch,
and
I was looking through the window.
The porch and everything.
Yeah. But you know what? It also gives extra credit to this being a strong Black History Month. Mm-hmm. A brother with braids won the MVP of the All-Star
game.
That's
very true.
After that,
but also, I don't trust anybody with braids over the age of 25.
I know you don't. I know you don't. So how do you feel about this season with Kawhi Leonard?
I don't trust him. I still don't trust him. He's got some kids in his basement or something. Something we're going to find out about him.
Oh, no.
Period, man. It's just you don't trust nobody with no braids after a certain age.
Like, is it you being of the age or them being the age?
Them being of the age.
Got you. I'm kind of both ways.
You said of you being the age,
yeah.
not trust nobody,
yeah.
and them being of age at
yeah.
the same time.
Both of those things work together as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so you have a public PSA for Mike Bloomberg.
I do. Mike Bloomberg, I would like to let you know that I am available for whatever it is that you're paying people to do. Because there's no way in hell that many people got excited about anything Mike Bloomberg had to say on the campaign trail last night.
On the debates.
First of all, them debates on CBS was like, them debates might as well have been on BET. It was just cats yelling at each other. It was people just, I thought somebody's going to call out somebody mama.
That would have been gangsta if it was on BET, though. If it's going to be in South Carolina and it's a black-ass state like that.
There needs to be a black debates next year. Like, where you only come to talk to black people. I ain't talking about Gayle King. I'm talking about you come and talk to some real black people, like Charlamagne the God.
Yeah.
Or like Pootie Tang. Somebody like that. It's got to be somebody OC that's in the game, too, is going to ask some questions.
Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah, he got to be there. He definitely got to be there. But like somebody,
oh, that's going to be appointment television.
Like somebody real black that's sitting there looking at him like what is wrong with y'all? Like,
yeah. or a conspiracy.
Like if you could have four, if you could have four black people.
How many numbers is in? So I see it's 7 of y'all on the stage. 7 of y'all times 3 plus 3 is what y'all?
I want 24 James up there. I want somebody from all the blackest places.
So you got to get black cities then. Oh, shout out to Umar Johnson. They said they want him to speak at Detroit school because he was on crack.
Oh, well. That sounds like a great reason not to let somebody come to inside the school.
He's like, I'm not smoking crack, but they believe I'm smoking crack. I was like, really? If an administration feels like you're smoking crack.
Listen, man, it's not one of crack is one of the few things. I don't know how many of our listeners have actually spent time around somebody on crack. But when somebody is on crack, you know it.
Yeah, you can smell it.
You said you smelled it, right?
Yeah, I saw somebody that they finished smoking crack, you can smell it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm just telling you that's not what you want. You're going to know. And they shouldn't be in schools. So
no, exactly.
There's a lot of things that shouldn't be in
schools. So Bloomberg is giving 100 people $150,000 to work on his campaign. Like,
so
you are the campaign manager.
What the report is that Bloomberg is paying private citizens $2,500 a month to text and tweet his praises from their personal social media accounts. So I feel like this could finally be the moment where me being verified on Twitter
can help you out.
Finally pays out.
Have you emailed the Bloomberg?
I plan to do it later on today. So when you see me saying things about Mike Bloomberg,
you know what it is.
These messages are brought to you in part by Bloomberg 2020.
Oh, man. So I guess we jump into the debate, man.
Let's talk about the debate.
It's like the Royal Rumble constantly. I think this is worse than the Republican debates, I feel like. Because Trump was just coming in with just like, just going to come in and just be like the dude that like falls out, doesn't go over the top, but goes up under the ring.
Yeah.
And then like sits outside and waits, but like he throw a chair in there. You know what I'm saying? He might drop somebody.
Trump was like Terry Funk. He just came in and was just getting just like I'm doing whatever
it
I want to do.
But you gotta fall and then or like Edge used to do back in the day, like you just fall and roll out the ring, mm-hmm. and then hang out down below acting like you hurt, but you slide
the
chair in.
You know Edge is in the Royal Rumble this year.
Yeah, but is that safe for him?
I don't know, dog. I just wanted.
I was concerned when I saw that thing on YouTube. I was concerned.
Yeah,
because he had like a bad back and a neck.
He had neck fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They cleared him.
Is he wrestling for good or is it just a one night only?
No, he's gonna be at WrestleMania.
Wow.
Going against Randy Orton.
Is he married? Is he married to a McMahon or something?
No, he's married to Beth Phoenix.
Threw
a man out of the ring one time.
Yeah, no.
But no. So those debates last night. That was really one of the only time where I really looked and I said, "Man, I wish there was a black person up here."
Not Gayle King.
No, I'm talking about in the debates.
Oh, yeah.
Like, first of all.
Al Sharpton there, you said.
First of all, I've got a few things I'd like to propose and maybe make this be better next time. Mm-hmm. First of all, there should always be a legitimate brother that's asking questions. Like, not when they bring him up like, somebody has a question about the black community.
Like, you need Ed Gordon.
That just...
Like Ed Gordon. Somebody that's a journalist, but that's a real brother,
too. I mean, right? Like Cameron. I want Killer Cam to be on the next presidential debates, and I think that there always needs to be. If you're going to take a debate to Delaware and to Iowa, mm-hmm. to just neither one of those places even sounds black.
Cody Chestnut should be on that stat. You saying that you should keep it a celebrity in that?
No. I'm not. No. I don't want him anywhere close to anything. but I'm saying that like if you're going to do them in Iowa and in Delaware, mm-hmm. I want one in Detroit, and I want one in Houston. And I want one in East St. Louis. I want the East St. Louis debates.
You sure they're going to not be scared to even show up to the East
Milwaukee St. then.
Okay, we can do Milwaukee then.
I mean, something like that. I want it to be, and I want the people that are asking questions to be reflective of the people in the community.
Of the people that are there. That's
yes,
real.
I need that. And the second thing I want is it needs to be elimination style. After every debate, you get to vote somebody out. Until you have three people left, then you can go to Super Tuesday.
Oh, so you're saying it should be like a tournament style?
Yes. It should be like Mortal Kombat.
And who's Shane Sutton then? That's Trump?
Yeah, it seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, like he morphs into different people and can...
No, Pete Buttigieg is Shane Sung. He just turns into whoever he needs to be at that moment. Like, who are these...
Mayor Pete.
Let's compare these candidates to Mortal Kombat characters characters in general.
Ooh,
Pete Buttigieg is definitely Shang Tsung.
Okay, but he's not as strong as Shang Tsung, though.
Yeah, but he also, I think that if you unzip him, a whole different person is inside.
But I think Elizabeth Warren is Bernie Sanders.
Like, she's really Bernie Sanders?
She's literally the Bernie Sanders light. Because basically, Bernie Sanders takes all her shine. Everything she wanted to say, be like, damn. So that's why she always attacks like Bloomberg and stuff, because she's like, Bernie took all my talking points. Yeah. Almost everything I was want to talk about, Bernie talked about.
Elizabeth Warren goes after Bloomberg. Like, I put it on Facebook last night, like Brock Lesnar coming into the ring.
Yeah, so, and it's almost like she got something against it. Like, something happened with them where she was like, I don't like you, cuz.
Elizabeth Warren, when they dropped her first debate, the first debate that Bloomberg was on, they dropped that to the Ether beat. That was one of the most fire things I've seen in
the
producer.
I
seen it
to the Ether beat. I'm about to watch that to the Ether beat. So somebody put the Ether beat behind her.
Yes,
going
behind
in
her. Oh. Like from the as soon as she started talking, it was dun dun. Dun dun. Oh. And it's just her giving him the business the whole time. They went after Mike Bloomberg though. I haven't seen that looked like a Republican Democratic debate the way they went after
him. They mad at him because they was like, dude, this dude getting in so late in the game.
Yeah, he just buying his way through. Again, Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout out to Amber Rose with the face tattoo though, just offhand.
Mike Bloomberg's giving out rent though. Like good rent.
$2,500 a month?
Yeah.
Dude.
Like real good rent.
Depending on your city, that could be all your bills.
He can help some people get their expired tags taken care of with that Mike Bloomberg money.
How much is the penalty? If I've been seeing some egregious tags.
I got egregious tags, so I know
you
how
do
it would go.
Right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah,
you do.
I fundamentally don't believe in paying for tags for cars.
I'm talking about your temporary tag. I saw one. It's one.
Oh, right, you mean outside. Temp tags?
Yeah, I got one right outside in the parking lot.
What is it? 2016?
18. Oh. it's the black Volvo. If you when you go out, when you leave out, just look at this black. It's sitting right there. You come right out.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to scratch out the number on the 16 and then write another number next to it.
So what do you mean you egregiously don't like paying for?
Don't think that you should have to pay biannually for tags for a car you already bought. That's ridiculous. It would be like me having to buy new laces for my shoes every 2 years, but they cost hundreds of dollars. I'm not doing it.
Hey, we can get one of these presidential candidates.
I decided to opt out. That's what I'm saying.
But shout out to Steyer. Who said, I'm the only one that supports reparations.
Yeah, that was, and about the 8 o'clock hour.
Was that a Hail Mary?
That was a Hail Mary.
In South Carolina, fuck it. We just gonna.
This is going to be my last night on the campaign.
So is he just, when you're playing with it, high school football or back in the
day. That was the equivalent.
He just said, everybody go long. And he's like, we ain't got no play, does everybody go long?
That was like your girl saying, I'm breaking up with you, and then you say, but I love you. Or you might as well, or proposing.
Oh, no. I got this ring, though.
I got this, but I just got this ring, though. Do you want to see it? Reparations.
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 Steyer gave up the reparations ring.
He said reparations, and it rung out through my ears like somebody had just said the N-word.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
I was like, ooh, that,
But the crowd was into it.
Yeah, because you said reparations. You know, the key to running a campaign these days, tell somebody you're going to give them money or forgive them for some money that they spent.
Easiest thing.
Easiest way. You're going to get people. That's my guy, because he's going to forgive my student loans. He's going to forgive them out of your check every week.
Doesn't mean he's going to forgive them.
Yeah, and then after your loans are gone, they still won't be taking money for other people's loans out of your check every week.
I agree. Just so what? Who do you think was most impressive?
Last night, it was really hard to tell. I really don't.
Bernie just was feeding off people. Not feeding off. He was just warding people.
Bernie was in pole position, so he was just able to
everybody's just
chill.
Trying to hit him.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if anybody won. Because it was just, it was chaotic for most of it.
We need to thin this down to four people, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's Super Tuesday is next week.
Yeah, we're going to get some people about the paint, right?
I hope so.
Biden is coming back kind of like how Hulk Hogan used to, just to one fight. We thought it was going to be, he's going to drop that leg, and it was going to be, the ender. But then the Rock, there's a rock bottom on him right after the leg drop.
That's a fair way.
You know what I'm saying? Remember the Rock would come out oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to drop this rock bottom on you and pin you.
Mm-hmm. And you come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, he got up from the leg drop.
Bloomberg,
the leg drop is a kid that I was a game finisher.
Bloomberg ran in the Royal Rumble and got clotheslined as soon as he came in.
Well, who was Bloomberg, though? Who was Bloomberg, though? If he was talking about a wrestler that would just run in and you'd be like, oh, is he Shawn Michaels?
No way.
No, he's not Shawn Michaels.
No way. There's no Shawn Michaels on this Democratic race at whatsoever.
Is he Triple H?
No, Triple H wins in the end.
I'm trying to think somebody that used to be.
He's a.
Is he? What was the dude from
he's
Europe?
Ted, he's Ted DiBiase.
Because he never got a real belt.
Never got
make,
a real belt.
He had
belt.
To make his own belt.
And he's just spending cash.
And then when the black man got the belt, they discontinued the $1 million belt.
Mm-hmm.
When Virgil turned on him, was like, I don't like this being a manservant.
You see what's happening here? You see what's happening here?
So all the black people that work for Bloomberg are going to turn on him and take his money?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
They're going to turn into Virgil eventually, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. So once again, you Memphis coming back, man. We got.
I think that after watching these debates, I think it's time for us to finally make that run. The only difference is we already know what our ticket is going to be.
Yeah, we're on the Memphis ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it's the two of us. We on the Memphis ticket.
Yeah, even if we pick up a couple of votes, you know, you get money back, right? Like if you get a certain amount of votes in a primary, you can get money back. Well, the state has to give you money back.
Well, then let's go.
Let's just concentrate on like Nevada or something. Well, Nevada already happened.
That's what my man Johnson did last time.
Yeah, that's right.
He just won Utah.
Yeah, like I got it. I'm with it. That's it. That's all I wanted.
It's cool. Like, hey,
solidify myself.
Yeah. It's hey. Let's just do it. That hey, I'm cool with that. I'm good with that. Let's do it.
Yeah. What's some other bad states where they don't care? They just want it to be the
like we can win like three states.
Like what degenerate states can we just win? Michigan. Can we win Michigan?
No.
We can't win Michigan.
People care in Michigan. Let's do this. We're going to come up with some...
Everybody email us.
Yes.
Let us know what degenerate states we should run the MAFA campaign in.
Yes.
Nevada is already there.
Well, for sure. Absolutely. And I'm going to Nevada in a couple of weeks so I can...
Las Vegas?
I'll have a rally while I'm there.
Exactly.
I'll create an evite.
Yes.
Maybe a Facebook group.
For MAFA.
Yeah.
Make sure you email straightolc@gmail.com. Hit us up. Appreciate y'all as always. We'll be back next week. Peace.